Today's daf in Masechet Sukkah is daf Mem Vav, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, and we're holding on daf Mem Hei Amud Beit, where we still left open the last issue on the daf. So if you'll join me on Mem Hei Amud Beit, we got up to Omer Yehuda Meshmuel, Lulav Shiv'a V'Sukkah Yom Echad. When it comes to the actual bracha, we have to decide how it is that we're going to make the bracha. And the question is, do you make the bracha every single day, every single time? How exactly does it work? So Rav Yehuda Meshmuel says you make a bracha on the lulav all 7 days. But when it comes to the sukkah, you make one bracha on the sukkah, the beginning of Sukkot, and then the rest of the time, you don't make a new bracha. Wow. Boy, that's sort of different. Why is that? My time, or what would be the reason for that? Well, lulav, remember, you're not chayiv in the nighttime. And therefore, every single day is a separate mitzvah. So lulav, the mitzvah kelelot miyamim, ko yuma mitzvah ba'apei nafshehu. Masha'en kein, the sukkah is one long mitzvah. And lo mitzvah kelelot miyamim. And therefore, kulu shiva kechad yuma richadom. So no matter how long the day is, it's a very long day, okay? But l'maisa, if you made the bracha on a sukkah, so that covers the entire time that you're mechuyev to be yoshev in the sukkah. Whereas Rabbah Bar Bachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, sukkah is shiva and lulav is yom echad. Actually, it's just the opposite. Why? Because sukkah, d'oraita, you're mechuyev to sit in the sukkah all the time. And therefore, for a d'oraita, you make a bracha. But a lulav, which is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan on the other days, except for the first day. So lulav d'rabbanan, sagi le'b'chad yuma. So you make it on the first day, we're over there, it's a d'oraita, and you don't make a bracha to mitzvah d'rabbanan. Ki ata ravin omar Rabbi Yochanan, echad ze v'echad ze shiva. Both sukkah and lulav are chayev all 7 days, because we do make a bracha on a drabbanah. Omer of Yosef, look, take Rabbah Bar Bachana as being the correct halacha when it comes to the dinim of sukkah. Because basically, all of the people that quoted Rabbi Yochanan, even though we had the different approaches in Rabbi Yochanan, Ravin Omer of Yochanan, and Rabbah Bar Bachana Omer of Yochanan, but when it comes to the mitzvah of sukkah, both of them are meila that it's definitely shiva. And therefore, we should come out with the psak that when it comes to the sukkah, we shouldn't worry about paskening like Shmuel, and that the mitzvah is all 7 days the same mitzvah and only make one bracha, because since there does not seem to be any question about the fact that Rabbi Yochanan definitely held that the sukkah is every single day, so because of that, if it's a question of paskening like Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan, we pasken like Rabbi Yochanan. Meitve seems to be not true. If you take a look at this brayta, it says Ha'oseh lulav la'atzmo Omer baruch she'achayanu v'kiyamanu v'higiyanu la'zman hazeh. When you make the lulav, if you're making it for yourself, then you make it she'achayanu at the time of the asiyas ha'lulav. Now we don't do this, and the reason that we don't do this turns out that b'meshach hadorot, we're going to see later on that if you made that bracha of Shechianu on the Asiyat HaLulav, so then that would be kolel, the mitzvah of making Shechianu, when you would actually do the mitzvah b'shas the mitzvah, or if you make a Shechianu on the sukkah, it would be kolel, the mitzvah of making the Shechianu on the yontav, because you're making it because of the yontav. And since it came out b'beshach hadoreis, that there were many, many places where almost no one had their own lulav, or no one had their own sukkah, and they would all have to use the community sukkah in order to be yotze, or the lulav that was bought by the community. This was very standard. And because of that, the Peskim said that since nobody's going to end up being mekayim the shechianu, except for the person who actually did it, so therefore, we should take the Shechianu and do it only b'shas the yontiv. So when you're making the Shechianu on the Kiddush, you're making Shechianu on the Bracha Gufa, that's when you make the Shechianu. But we don't, even though mi'ikra din, there was a takana to shechiyonu when you're doing something machmas the simchas hayontav. So, and also the difference when it says la'atzmo is not because if you make it for someone else that there is no chiyum. The thing over there was that there's a machlokas in Yerushalmi if they made a takona to make a brocha on the asiyas halulav itself, la'asot lulav, or la'asot sukkah. So over there, the lashon is that if you're making it for someone else, you wouldn't say la'asot. You would say al asiyat lulav, or al asiyat sukkah. Same way we do with mila. If you do the mila yourself, it's lo mula saben. If you give it over to a male, it's al hamila. That was the difference between the lashonim. So then, okay, this part, of course, is not nogea, the question of the machlokas for Yochanan and Shmuel, but what is nogea is this next piece, which says that when you take the lulav to be yotze, you say, Boruch Hashem shanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu al netilat lulav, v'af api shebirech alav b'yom rishon, chozer mavarech kol shiva. Ooh, so here it says that on the lulav, you're mavarech all 7 days. Ha'oseh sukkah la'atzmo omer, boruch asher k'deshach yonu v'kiyamonu v'yonu, nichnas le'shevba, then you only make the baruch asher k'deshanu v'tzvena le'shevba sukkah, and here it says, kivan shebirech yom rishon shuveinu mevarech. Whoa. So this is a kasha of what Rabbi Yochanan said, l'gabi l'lulav. Here it says that you would actually make that bracha on the lulav every single day, and that on the sukkah, which is also against what Rabbi Yochanan says, here it says you only make it once, in which case the brayis is paskling like Shmuel against the psak of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, you could say that the lulav problem is not a problem, because obviously there would be a difference if you learn that in the brayis that we're talking about Shiva, Bisman, the Beis HaMikdash was Kayim, so over there you're being Mavorech on a Diyaraisa. And we said that the reason that you're not Mavorech every single day is because it's only a Dirabbanan. So that's not a question. So over there, the Braisa was talking about a Diyaraisa. So Kam Bisman She Beit HaMikdash Kayim, Kam Bisman She Ein Beit HaMikdash Kayim. But how are you going to explain away the contradiction of the Braisa to the Psak of Rabbi Yochanan? Sukkah, Sukkah, Kasha. And the Torah says, you're right. It is, but it's a machlokas tanoi. And Rabbi Yochanan was going aliba the shita, that of a different time, the tanya. Tefillin kozman sheminichan mevarechali. Every single time you put on your tefillin, you make a separate bracha. So you took off your tefillin during the day, you put them back on, according to Rabbi, Divrei Rabbi, you would make a bracha again, because the mitzvah is, basically you're supposed to be wearing your tefillin all the time. So if you made the bracha once, so then that doesn't mean you don't have to go ahead and make them again when you put them on again. So the same thing would be true over here. Every time you come in and go out of the sukkah, so the same way that every new tefillin requires a mitzvah of tefillin, so too every new day, Rashi suggests, requires a sukkah, and certainly every new use of the sukkah, if you left the sukkah, would demand a new bracha. So then, that would mean, aliba the Rebbe, we wouldn't agree with that brisa, because Rabbi Yochanan is going, aliba the Rebbe. And it's exactly the same as what Rabbi Yochanan said. So the brisa that says it's one long time and it's one bracha, fine, it's a different tana. It's the Chachomim. The Chachomim say, Einu mevarech al hashachris bilvad, you make one bracha, and that's it. So the same thing would be true, l'gabe this sukkah. Aliba the Rabbi Yochanan and Aliba the Chachon. So now we're saying that Rabbi Yochanan basically is going Aliba the Rebbe in Rebbe's psak of tefillin. Itmar, Abaye Omar Hilchasak Rebbe, that's how we paskin, and that every single time you do the mitzvah, even though you made a bracha in the morning, you make a separate bracha. And Rav Omar Hilchatak Rabbona. Omar of Mori brought about Shmuel, I can tell you that I saw Rava, who paskins over here, you just quoted, and you said, Rava Omar, Hilchasa Kirabonan, and that it's actually only made once. I can tell you that I personally saw Rava not going according to his own shita. Elamakni Mekoyo Vayala Betakise would wake up early in the morning, go into a Betakise, he would come out, he would wash his hands, he would put on his tefillin, he would be Mavorech, obviously, But if he needed to use the betakise during the day, he would do exactly the same thing. So every single time, he would make a new bracha. So apparently he no longer holds of what he said over there, namely that he paskens like the chachomim, and that if you make one bracha, it wouldn't matter whether you put them on again later on, and therefore the same thing should be true legabe the sukkah. Every single time that you're there and you're mekayim the mitzvah, that's when you make the bracha. Okay, so now it turns out that Abaye and Rava are also going alibi de Rebbe. That's what we do. We make a bracha on the sukkah, even though you're telling me it's all one long day. The same way if we would take off our tefillin, we would put our tefillin back on. We make a separate bracha. Omar Marzutra, I saw something even more amazing. Chazina Lelor of Papi, to ko emas the manach tefillin mevarech, and I saw the Rabbon and the Veravashi kol ema de memash mevarech. I saw that whenever they would touch their tefillin. So this is the way that Rashi and Tosfos learn, that since there's a mitzvah to be memashmesh betefillin, and that is a kavachomer from the tzitz, remember that the tzitz only has one atzkara, the tefillin have so many atzkarats, and by the tzitz it says, al mitzchot tamid, that he's mechuyev to have a constant awareness of the fact that he's wearing his tefillin. So because of that, every single time that they would touch their tefillin to be mekayim that mitzvah, they would make a bracha. That's how Tosfos and Rashi learn. So the question is, what bracha would they make? So Tosfos suggests, maybe they would make the bracha because we find in the Yerushalmi, this is actually why we include in Lishmor Chukecha Bolam Hazeh in Uvala Tzion Gael, and that's when we take off our tefillin, because they used to make a bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lishmor Chukecha. So that's the, because that's the lashon the Torah uses on tefillin. And therefore, maybe every time they touch their tefillin to remember, they would make a bracha of Lishmor Chukecha. But not all the Rishonim learn like this. Let's say the Rosh and some other Rishonim learn that when it says Kol Emas de Mamash Meshibahu, that meant if the tefillin would slip off of their head and it wouldn't be in the right place, then they were moving them around to put them back in the correct place, then each time that they would put them back on the correct place, they would make a bracha. In which case, according to that approach, could be that the bracha was the normal bracha, v'aniach tefillin. And then there's also, I mean, basically, the place can bring that nowadays, at the minute, is to wear tefillin only b'shas the tefillah. So then it would include, if I make that bracha, I understand that I'm going to be moving it back and forth to make sure that it's on properly, and that was would be the same thing as taking off the tefillin for a minute in order to put them back on, where there was nothing in the middle that prevented you from putting on tefillin, like using the bathroom and so on. So because of that, we don't make this bracha more than once. And then there's also a question, how much would it have to move off of your head in order if you were actually wearing it all day to be b'chayiv you another bracha? So this already, there's a big chashash. Basically, the Peskim say that if somebody is going to be doing this, he's going to end up making brachas levatala. Because it's very, very difficult to be m'shayir what would be the shir specifically of that which is literally b'chayiv you a new bracha. And each person has in mind a different level of what he's taking into consideration at the time that he makes the bracha, of how aware he is of his tefillin. And it's very difficult to give a psak that would be shavala kol nefesh on this. Omer Avira Mashmua, mitzvat lulav, as far as the birkas ha-mitzvah means of lulav. So there, it would be all 7 days, because each day is a separate bracha. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no, it's not true, because only the first day is a diaraisim is manaseh. So Yom Rishon is the mitzvah of lulav, but mikan ve'elech, it's a mitzvah of the zikeni, meaning was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who was betakein, the zecher le'migdash, and we don't make a bracha, we can't say asher kedeshano b'mitzvah sov v'tzivanu, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't mitzvah us. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, kol yuma mitzvahs zekeni, v'afilu yom rishon, never make a bracha. What? A kaimel and yom rishon diaraisa. Wait a minute, we went to the whole pasuk before. Obviously, that can't be true. I mean, this it says, v'lakachtam l'cham b'yom rishon. No, I mean, what Rabbi Yitzchak meant was on every day except for Yom Rishon, it's a mitzvah sekenim. So then you're just repeating what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said. That's what Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi said. The first day is the arise, so the other day is the Rabbanah. Ema, you're right. This whole thing was misrepresented. It should have said originally, V'chein amar Rabbi Yitzchak, that all the other days are a Rabbanah. V'af Rav Savar, Rav also holds, you make a brocha all 7 days on the mitzvah of Lulav. D'yom Rabchia Barashi amar Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shel Chanukah Tzarech Levarech. So if Rav says that you need to make a bracha of Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivonu lahadlik, where is that mitzvah in the Torah? So obviously Rav holds that you do make a bracha on a bircha derabbanan, and a mitzvah derabbanan. And therefore, the same way that he would make a bracha on mitzvah Chanukah, he would make a bracha all 7 days on the lulav too. Shouldn't be any nafkamina. Rabbi Yirmi Omar, by the way, you should know that even if you were not mevarech on the Adloka, there's a separate bracha for just seeing the Ner Chanukah, if you're not going to be Mavarech. So let's say you don't have a house, and the mitzvah Chanukah, the mitzvah Ner Ish Ubeito. So over here, if you walk by somebody else's home, and you see the Chanukah menorah that is burning, so then you make the bracha of the Sha'asa Nisim, because of the Pirsume Nisa. My Mavarech. So what are the differences between the bracha, between the Madlik, and between the Royen? Omer of Yudah. Yom Rishon HaMadlik Mavarech Shalosh, V'haro'eh Mavarech Shnayim. So the first day, the guy who's doing the actual Hadlaka makes three brachas. One on the mitzvah of Hadlaka, one on the Nisim, and one on the Shechiyonim. Mikan ve'elech. After that, we have to cut out the Shechiyonu. So the Shechiyonu is only at the beginning. So Mikan ve'elach, the Madlik makes two brachas. The Roah makes one bracha. What bracha does he make when he's Madlik? Asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivonu la'adlik ner shel Chanukah. What? Ve'echan tzivonu? Show me where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah to be Madlik ner shel Chanukah. How can we say it? He did. He said, lo tasur min yaminu smol. Whatever it is that the Rabbanan will tell you, you have to keep. So then that means that essentially HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzvah you. Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak Amar, She'al Avicha V'yagetcha. I'm talking about the positive, not the negative. Lo tasur. So therefore, you should make a bracha because he's telling you, ask and then do according to the way that the Chachomim tell you. And which of the bracha do we not say the others? Obviously, on the other days, that's the Shechiyon. Maybe Ema Mamayat Nes. Why would we be Mamayat Nes? The Nes, this whole piece, basically, is from Shabbos. So, Pashas really doesn't belong here, but fine. Nes Koyuma Ite. Every single day we have the Nes, because there was a new Nes each day. Okay, so our Raya so far that Rav would hold that we make a Bracha every single day is because we see that he makes a bracha on the Rabbanan of Neres Chanukah. However, there was actually a direct quote from Rav. We didn't have to bring a raya from Neres Chanukah. Yitzchak Omar Rav Kol Shiva Mitzvahs Lulav. So we don't need to look to Chanukah to bring a raya. Legabi Lulav, he said it before. Tanarabbanan. Let's go back to the braisa we had. How it says Sukkah le'atzmo Omer Baruch Shechiyonu v'kiyumonu. If he goes in to sit in his sukkah, he says Asher kedishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivonu le'shev basukkah. How about if the sukkah was already made, so he can't say a Shechiyonu on making it, so he has a patio all the time with a sukkah on it. Im yochol l'chadish bo davar mevarech. So if he can do something, this doesn't mean stop to put up some decorations. It means to do something with the schach or with the walls to make it new. Now others learn that it does. And even if he's just mahadar the sukkah, that would be enough to be able to say a shachiyonu. But imla, lekishi yikanes leshevba mevarech shtayim. But if not, he makes a shachiyonu when he goes into city. Here, of course, is the mocker for the problem, because it's mashma from here, clearly, that if you did make the Shechiyonu on the Asiya, that you would not make the Shechiyonu on the sitting in it. Om Rav Ashi, Chazina Leila Rav Kahana, this is what we do. Chazina Leila Rav Kahana, we go according to Rav Kahana. And he, Ka'omlo Lekulo Akasa de Kiddusha. He made all of the brachas on the Kos Shel Kiddush, and that way everybody makes a Shecheyanu when you come into the Sukkah, and that way everybody has the ability to be Yotze with the Simcha of the Birchas Shecheyanu. Om Rav Ashi, Tana Rabban, Hayulafanav mitzvot harbe. Suppose a person has a lot of different mitzvahs that he has to be Mekayim, so he's going to go into his Sukkah, and he's going to put on his tefillin, and he's going to take his lulav, and he's going to daven in the sukkah, and he's got a lot of different mitzvahs he's got to make a bracha on. So what he can do is he makes one bracha on all the mitzvahs. And he says, Baruch Hashem, Kedoshanu, Mitzvotav, Etzivonu, Ala Mitzvot. Well, you have to say every single mitzvah separately. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, Emer, Mevorech, HaKol Achas, Ve'achas, Bifnei Atzmo. Remember, we had this in brachas as well. Agabe Rabbi Yehuda's Hakpoda on the particular meaning of the differences between vegetables, between asavim, and so on. Omer Rabbi Yizera, V'yitema Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We do not make an overall brocha on mitzvahs. We give each mitzvah a separate brocha. V'omer Rabbi Yizera, V'yitema Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, my time at the Rabbi Yehuda. Where does this come from? From the pasuk. Tichti Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. V'chi B'yom Mevarchina To, B'layla Yom Mevarchina. What does that mean? Give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a brocha every day. What do you mean every day? And not in the nighttime. Elo bolo marlecha, b'cho yom v'yom ten lo mi'ein birchotav. Look, is there a difference between Mekadesh, the Shabbos? Is there a difference between that and Mekadesh Rosh Chodashim? Between that and Mekadesh the Zmanim, and so on? Every day has a chashivas, including the brocha, the uniqueness of the time that you're making the brocha. So, Achinami, behold, avar v'davar, every single mitzvah deserves ten lo mi'ein birchotav. There's a different sense of the ischaibis, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the nature of the particular mitzvah, the same way that we're careful of the particular food or for the particular zman. V'yomer Rabbi Zeir v'yitema Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, bo re'ei shelo ki midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu midat basar v'dam. Midat basar v'dam. Look how different things are vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu and vis-a-vis ourselves. In terms of a basar v'dam, the more empty a container is, the more it's able to hold. So it's machzik. If it's already male, if it's already filled with something, you can't fill it up with something else, can you? So by Sheinkin, Midat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's exactly the opposite. Malay, if it's full, so then it is machzik. Then it can hold more. Reikan ain't no machzik. But if it's empty, can't hold anything. Shenema, V'haya im shomoa tishma. It's im shomoa tishma. Im shomoa, then, only then, tishma. So if you've already gotten used to learning and to understanding and to hearing, then you will have an opportunity and you'll be given more learning in the rest of your life. But if you didn't start off with an orientation towards learning and understanding, it's not going to happen. So if you didn't care when you were younger, you're not going to be able to catch up and to understand things when you're older. So you see that the more filled you were, the more you're likely to be filled. If you are committed to continuing to review what it is that you learned, and it's not like, okay, I learned that, fine, forget about it, I don't need to review that, but on the contrary, you're committed constantly to always learn again and again and again, and you don't say, I already learned that daf, I don't need to do that daf again. So that even if you're on your 20th time around the daf yomi, it's fine, keep doing it, you chazer during the day, then you will be zocha tishma b'chadash. You'll be zocha to see each time more and more and more. And you'll get new chidush every single time. But im yifne levavcha, but once you turn aside, you say, okay, fine. I learned that. Okay, I did the Mishnah Berurah. I did the Rambam. I did Shas. I did Chodesh. I don't have to read anything else. Then shuv lo tishma. Then you will not begin to learn new things ever. So the moment that you turn away into Divrei Hevel Vavoy, then you're not going to be able to learn anymore. Okay, then we had that last piece. Miyad Tinokot. And remember we said yesterday that there were two different ways of understanding this. There was Rashi's approach, who is based on the Medrash and the story of the poor, of this chosid that gave some of his last pennies to an ani, and his wife drove him crazy to the point that he had to run away from the house, and he didn't have anything to make a living with. And so what he did was, he took advantage of the Mishnah. This is what it says in the Medrash. He took advantage of this Mishnah. And what did he do? He grabbed the esrogim of all of the kids in town, and he decided he was going to do business with these esrogim. So he goes into a place where the daughter of the king or the governor was ill, and they needed dafka esrogim shel mitzvah. Maybe it's a segula to have esrogim shel mitzvah as a cancer treatment, but whatever it is, they needed esrogim shel mitzvah. They paid him a mint, because he was the only place where you could get his Rogim Shel Mitzvah, and he ended up coming back all rich to his wife, who learned her lesson and let him give money to the honey, and all ended well. But anyway, says Rashi, meanwhile, what do we see from here? That the meaning of the Mishnah is not that miyad, immediately after doing the mitzvah, the tinyokot would put down their lulav and eat their esrog. No. It means miyad, out of the hands of the tinokot, people would grab the esrog just for fun and bite it. You know, it's okay. So this is what they would do. The last days, it was just like a cute thing that everybody would play around with the esrogim of the kids. Okay, Tosfos learns that it means, in fact, the other approach, that the kids would eat their esrogim, would put down their lulav and eat their esrogim. So that difference is a difference in how to learn this next piece over here. So the question is, why were you allowed to do that? Omer Reb Yochanan, the etrog is osur all day of the last day of Yontif, and it only becomes muton shmini atzeret, and that's because it was set aside for its mitzvah. And a sukkah afil bishmini asura. The sukkah is also, we're going to see the reason for this. The sukkah is also even on Shmini Atzeres. Reish Lakish Amar. No, the esrog becomes mutter the moment that you finish doing the mitzvah of the etrog. You are now no longer muktza to the esrog. Remember, this does not mean muktza, Shabbos muktza, Yontem muktza. This means huktza the mitzvato, and you're not allowed to use it for other things, such as eating it. So according to Reish Lakish, the moment that you're makayim, the mitzvah, with this esrog for the last time, on the seventh day, at that point, it's mutter. So b'maikom yiflagei. So Reish Lakish holds marsava lemitzvah tait katzai. It's the actual koyach of the mitzvah that creates the muktzah. Once it's no longer set aside for doing a mitzvah, then there's no din of muktzah. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds, no, it means you set the esrog aside for this day in order to do the mitzvah. But lamaisa, the esrog was set aside from the entire day, and therefore it's muktzah the entire day. Eisvei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, so Reish Lakish asked the obvious question from the Mishnah. Miyad tinokot shoptim et ulaveihem, v'yochlim et etrogeihem. So why does it say over here that the tinokot, again, the way Rashi is learning, the reference here is to the grown-ups, they would take the esrogim, but how would they have a right to take esrogim if they were iskatzai lemitzvah? And I'm assuming that this would be true. It doesn't matter whether they're dafka children's esrogim or adult esrogim. No, it means dafka children esrogim, to which Rashi understands what that means is that they're the getter of iskatzai lemitzvah for the chinuch of ketanim. We're not machman iskatzai. Tosfos says that's really stretching it. The pashtus of the Gemara is the way I'm learning. And therefore the meaning would be, is it not mashma that the gedolim would also eat esrogim? And the answer is no. Actually, only the kids would eat esrogim, and, you know, fine. I mean, nobody's going to stop them from eating their esrogim, but the adults wouldn't eat esrogim because of the fact that it was iskatzoi, which is the pashtus of the Gemara. Anyway, so you see the difference in how we understand the story of Miyad is that Machlokas would also depend on how we learn this particular conversation between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Ikedi Amrei, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Actually, some say it was the other way around. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, it says over here, Miyad HaTinokot, Or Miyad Hatinokot, that depends on how we learn. So Miyad Hatinokot Shomtin et Lulavim v'ochlim et rogehem, and apparently only the children's esrogim were eaten, and not the adults' esrogim, gufa, because of the fact that it would be muktza. You see, like me. And in this version, Reish Lakish says, nah, who had enough? You look at Dolim, no problem of mukta. The only reason that it says over here, the etrogim of the ketanim, of the tinokot, is because that was the norm. It was just the cute thing to do, was to grab the kids' esrogim. But obviously, it doesn't mean only kids' esrogim were edible. Anybody's esrogim was edible. Omer Leir of Popola Abaye, explain to me why it is that according to Rabbi Yochanan, this esrog is mutter on Shemini Atzeres, and you said according to Rabbi Yochanan that the sukkah is aser. Why is that? If it's a din in iskatzoy l'yuma, so how is it iskatzoy to the next day? Omar lei, because the sukkah, remember, suppose you would need to eat a meal right at the end of the day, and now you're not sure whether it's still sukkah, it's been ashmarsha, it's after shkia. You would still Yisramile Sudasa, you started your Suda like late in the day, boy, Mesiv Gava Mechel Begava, you'd still have to sit in your Sukkah. So therefore, it turns out that Ben Ashmashas, you were eating in your Sukkah anyway, Mitam the suffix is Katsoiva Ben Ashmashas. So because of that, you set it aside for the Ben Ashmashas period as well. But the Allah is that once something is Katsoiva Ben Ashmashas for Yontiv, so then it becomes Iskatsoiva Kula Yomid Hashmini. Mashenkin, the esrog you take in the morning. It's not fuzzy ben ashmarshes. I'm not saying it can't happen that somebody just walked into the house and didn't have an opportunity to be yotzei. But I mean, the norm is that the mukta goes according to the normal usage. I'm going to be doing the mitzvah in the morning. I'll take my little bit of esrog to davening. And therefore, since it's all chazi leben hashmashot, lo yitkatzay leben hashmashot, and it's not mukta ben hashmashot of the evening of Shmini, so then it was not iskatzay. Lekula Yuma, the Levi Omar. Levi says, I hold even on Yom HaShmini, the Etrog is Aser, and because it could be that people will come in and they need to use it. Therefore, the Shmuel Omar, I hold that Esrog is only Aser Bishvin, it's not Aser on all HaShmini, the same way Rabbi Yochanan held. And I got to tell you that what happened was, is that ultimately, Avua de Shmuel changed his mind. And he ended up saying what Levi said, that the esrog is Aser Afilu Bishmini. And then I saw that Rabbi Zera, he was Kam B'shitasa de Avua de Shmuel. And Rabbi Zera actually, in the end, we see the Omer Rabbi Zera, Etrog Shenifsala, even if it became Pasal, it's still Aser Ochol Kol Shiva. It's still going to be usher to eat all 7 days. But he only says 7 days, not on the 8th day. So obviously, what happened over here is that the various shitas persuaded each other of who was right, and each one ended up taking on the other one shita. Omer Rabbi Zera, another thing that Rabbi Zera said that was very noyeah, the Indian of the Lulav and Ezra, is lo likne inesh oshana leyanuka b'yumatavakama. To be careful not to give over your lulav to your child, that they should be yotzei the mitzvah on the first day of Yantav. Unless you were already yotzei yourself and you don't need that lulav again. My time, huh? The yenukam miknekane. It's very simple. A child is given the keach min rabbanan of having a kinyan. So once you gave over the lulav to the child, it's his. Now, how's he going to get it back to you? So you'll say to him, Yehuda, can you please give me your lulav as a matana? He can't, because we never gave him the dinim of akna. So once you give him that lulav, you're in big trouble, because now you're not going to be able to be yotze. And ishtakach to konafik belulav she'eno shelo. So then the father, if he would take the lulav back from his kid, would end up being yotze with a lulav that's not his. You can't be yotze. It's a lulav that is sha'ul. And therefore, on the first day, you better be careful not to do this. Now, this is very nogei and chutz l'aretz, of course, where there's 2 days of yontem. So what do you do for the first day? Even if you're yotze, if you give it to your child, so then the din of the lulav ha'shol is also on the second day, so what are you going to do? So now there's a big question among the Paiskim about whether do you need to give it to the child? In other words, when we, the mitzvah of chinuch, that it requires a kosher lulav. Does it have to be a kosher lulav even in the intangible aspects of the lulav? Namely, that the lulav has to be lachem, and therefore the child is yotze with the lulav only if it's actually his lulav? But if it's not his lulav, he couldn't be yotze with a perfectly kosher lulav that belongs to his father? In which case, if somebody has multiple children, he's going to have to buy each one of those children a lulav of their own, because he can't give it to one and then get it to the next one, which is, that's going to be quite expensive. And that's actually the way Reb Moshe paskens, that the pashtus of the sugya over here is that there would be a need, there's a reason that we're giving it to the child. What's the reason we're giving it to the child? Is because otherwise he won't be yotze in terms of chinuch, because it's not a lulav shlechem. Others learn, it's even the mashmaut of the Mishnah Brura that he didn't learn like that, it's so fairish, but that this is just saying that lemaisa, if in fact you ended up giving your lulav to your child because you finished with it, that'd be one thing, but you should be very careful not to give it over to him with the sense of here that you could take this as your lulav if you're still going to need the lulav later on. Another thing that Rabbi Zera said about giving things to kids in general is that lolema inish liyanuka diavina lachamidi, you should never tell a child that I am going to get you something, I'm going to give you something, and then not give it to him. Because what that does is it gets the child used to the idea that you lie and that it's okay to make promises that you don't keep. And this takes the floor out from under him. And that is the pasuk, Ati Ligmuri Shikra, Limdu Lashonam Daber Sheker. What is the Bnogam? They train themselves to speak Sheker. Yes. Limdu Lashonam is by the way that you deal with a child and you train the child to speak lies, because he sees that people don't have to mean what they say, and nothing is really meaningful in speech anymore for that child. Getting back to the machlokas, there was a plukta to Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. There, this machlokas that we had is also the same machlokas that we find others having, because it says, Yifri Shiva Etrogim L'Shiva Yumen. Let's say that you took seven different Etrogim, and you made one esrog, your esrog for each day. This is the esrog for day one, this is the esrog for day two, and so on. So Amar Rav, according to Rav, you could be yotze with it, and you immediately eat that esrog every single day. Rav Asi says, you could be yotze and eat it the next day, but you can't eat it on the same day, even if you were miyachid it just for the mitzvah. Now this is exactly the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is it the mitzvah but my coming? It's the same machlokas that we had. So Rav obviously holds that when I set it aside, it was for the purpose not of the day, but for the mitzvah that would be done on that day. Once I do that mitzvah, then there's no longer an iskatzoy. Whereas Mar Sava, Rav Asi obviously holds the way Rav Yochanan holds, that lekula yuma iskatzoy, and it was a din in the muktzah of the entire day. What about us? If we live here, it's talking about the people in Bavel. So Anandi Itlan Tre Yume, we have 2 days of Yontif. So how exactly does this question about the lulav and the esrog, how exactly does it affect the status of eating the esrog on the second day of Shmini Atzeres? Or if Shmini Atzeres, the first day, might be Sukkis, so does that change the way that we paskin over in these machlokas? So about the question of hoyel v'iskatzoy leben hashmashus iskatzoy lekula yuma. So anan de itlan tre yume heche abdinet. So what do we do? Abaye says the eighth day yom hashmini, which is a suffix in chutz la'aretz, if maybe that's actually the last day of Sukkot. So then the esrog is still aser because it could be the last day of Sukkot. Tashi suffix Shmini Mutter, but the last day, Mamash, the ninth day, which is the suffix of Shmini, there, of course it's Mutter, because over there we're not, certainly not going to be Machmir about the ninth day. Maremar Amar, Afilu Shmini suffix Shvi Mutter. even the eighth day, which might be the seventh day, since Lamaisa, we don't do the mitzvah of Esrog on that day. Why don't we do the mitzvah of Esrog on that day, by the way? In other words, if we really have a suffix that maybe today is Sukkot, so why didn't we make Minarabonin to keep Yom Tov Sheni, so to speak, of the seventh day? And that would mean that you would have to take your little bit Esrog on Shmini Atzeres. So Tosis earlier on in the Masechet explains that when it comes to the Netilas Lulav and Esreg, we did not make such a thing because since it's a suffix anyway, and since the whole mitzvah is only a derabbanan, and since it involves a iser of tiltol, in which we're carrying around a lulav, so we did not make that takana. Tomorrow we're going to see what about the issue of sitting in the sukkah on the eighth day. Fine, that we'll see. Subisura avdikim aremar. So in Surah, they ate their esrogim on the eighth day, like Maremar says, and Rav Shisha Barei, the Rav Idi, Ovid Kabaye, and he wouldn't eat it. And the halacha is like Abaye to be machmer on Shmini, Sofek Shvi. Tomorrow we will look into the questions of sitting in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres.